Hi there, this is James Eek, and you're listening to the Warriors Way podcast. This is episode 132. If you didn't catch it last time, we're doing a season of walking and talking. So I am out in the beautiful sunshine, walking down the street. And today, what we're going to talk about is what I call growth mindset. So, in terms of your martial arts or your training or whatever it is that you do, because I actually, to be honest with you, when it comes to growth mindset, I don't think it matters what the thing is that you're doing. It is just a great thing to kind of make it part of your training and your way of being. You can think of growth mindset as having an open mind to everything that arises, to be honest with you, because life will definitely throw things your way. And if we look at it from the opposite side, so instead of, you know, having a growth mindset, you have the inverse of that. Well, that would be being very, well, close-minded, I guess, is the word that pops into my mind. It would be not being open to new things. It would be not learning, not growing. And I think most of you listening can understand that that would probably not be, you know, the best way to live your life, and definitely not the best way to, you know, train. If you cultivate this growth mindset idea, it is something that's going to teach you how to be more flexible in your life, to avoid a lot of the obstacles that come in your way just naturally. And I think, if nothing else, that's a useful and valuable thing in this life. Because let's face it, we're all going to learn from those things that come into our lives and could otherwise be seen as a, you know, a bit of a stumbling block. It's something that's going to help you to become something more. And the reality is, too, I think, is that you are going to learn from being open-minded in obvious ways and in ways that you don't really necessarily see. If you cultivate having an open mind, it lets you see life a little bit differently than what you normally would see. I mean, the reality is when you get down to it, there is in this life what you know. There's what you don't know. There's what you don't know you don't know. And then there's all that stuff that is outside of your knowing. And these are things that you may, in very real ways, if you don't cultivate the right mindset and the right way of living, you're not going to even see those things. One of my teachers once said to me that what it's like is you have a bucket and it's full of water, and you, maybe it's a really big bucket full of a whole lot of water, and you mistakenly view that as, you know, more than it is until the day that you look up and realize that that bucket you got, it came out of the ocean. And no matter how many buckets you try to take from that ocean, you're not going to get it all. Open-mindedness is not focusing on that bucket or the growth mindset. It's on focusing on that ocean and all those things that you don't know, all those things that you could know, and being open and accepting that there can always be more, and trying not to be so closed-minded that we just believe those things that, you know, we hold to be true. I mean, let's face it, during the pandemic, we all experienced what it's like living in the midst of people that just won't let go of what they believe. And that's a less than awesome thing. In the martial arts, we have to really try to see with this open mind, because let's face it, every time you come and you train, it's almost always new stuff. And if it's not new stuff, it's probably you trying to improve the stuff that you are doing, which means it's, in a lot of ways, it's new stuff, and it's a new way of seeing things every single time, which can be a bit tough if you don't want to see things that way, if you just want to see things the way that you want to see them. I think part of this is understanding that when you're on the mats, you have to be receptive to whatever is coming your way. And I mean that in a way that you have to accept the, I don't like to say criticism, but the constructive feedback, let's say. You have to be open to seeing the things that are between the movements, or, you know, a way of looking at it would be like the hidden stuff that, well, it's not really hidden, that is part of the training. It's not hidden, but you have to dig for it. You have to kind of be ready, willing, and able to dig deep to start to see things that way. And that's not always easy. It's easier just to focus on what you do, what you know, and just kind of keep trucking with that. It's not always an easy way to do things. You have to be the type of person that is going to embrace challenges, and you have to be willing to take that challenge as it comes, naturally, because let's face it, these things just come naturally in life. In the army, they used to say that you should seek out responsibility. And that's kind of the same thing. It's really this idea of there's work to do and I got to do it. Nobody else can do it. And that's not always an easy way to do things. Let's face it. I mean, most of us would rather be chilled out and life just kind of unravels as it does, and, you know, it's always nice looking out the window, but somebody's got to drive. So how do we do that, and what do we do to get there? Well, I think part of it is that you have to understand that if you want to really achieve your potential, you've got to be open-minded to the things that are going to come up. You know, that means that you have to look at your life kind of with different glasses. You have to be willing to see things differently. You know, you have to be able to take the concepts that you believed in and say, well, maybe these concepts don't hold true right now or anymore. That's never an easy thing to do, letting go of things and embracing change. I think part of it is that you need to cultivate kind of a reframing of your mindset and getting rid of the negative thought processes that just naturally arise. You know, someone gives you some creative in constructive criticism, and instead you go to the negative, and you're apologetic, and you somehow think you're less because someone's trying to improve what you're doing, when really they're trying to help you out. From the other way, every time that someone tries to help you out, you should be like, wow, that's great, you know, and be open to that, you know, amazing growth that you can get from just saying, well, thank you. I think the other aspect is you need to cultivate this way of thinking that you celebrate your progress on the path. That means that every day that you're training, and that should be every day, you're getting that little bit better. You're getting a little bit more growth. You're opening yourself to those potentials a little bit more. It also means that you have to get away from the I, me thing that far too many people these days have. And you have to understand that you're in this with everyone and for everyone, and you really need to embrace learning from others. It's a tough thing. The reality is if we continue the mindset that our society wants us to have, and that's, you know, the closed loop of I, me, then you're not going to see the potential in learning from others. And the reality is, like I say to people all the time, is your training after, you know, you first start has to be about everybody else. It's not about you. And I know that's a weird way of looking at things, but it's really true. So every single time that you're on those mats, every single time that you're training in whichever way, even if you're not on the mats, even if it's just you, it's about other people. It's not about you. And that means you have to be willing to cultivate compassion. You need to, you know, really understand that all of this is about other people and helping and making all of this better as a result of your having been here. The last thing I think in all of this is understanding that if you learn to transform your mind, you're in very real ways improving your life. Because your life, whether you want to see it that way or not, it is your mind. Now, that's not necessarily the easiest way to do things. I mean, the easiest way to do things is just believe everything that's in front of you, never think twice, stay on the couch, accept that what you think of as reality is reality. But the thing that you have to always go back to is this idea of, what are the things that I know? And what are the things that I don't know? What are the things that I don't know that I don't know? And what is outside of all of that knowing and not knowing? And when we start to live in this way, everything starts to change. So, I think I'm going to leave it at that. That's a nice little walk in the sunshine. I hope you're having a great day wherever you are. If you're liking this podcast in all of its 132 episodes, give it 5 gold stars. And don't be afraid to say hello, drop by warriorsway.ca, and just keep being awesome. Until next time, train hard, have fun, and be a good friend.